Time now to speak to Zorba, who I'm not sure whether he was out at Penrith, but he would have been pretty proud of the team, Manly, who picked up a good win. Time to say g'day. G'day, Zorb.
G'day, guys. Wyangala Dam is where I played.
Wyangala Dam?
Wyangala Dam, beat that.
Wow, where's that, Zorb?
Up near Cowra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They were building a dam there, and they put aside in the competition up in Group 8 in Goulburn when I played there for a little while.
Gee, well, I never heard of it, Wyangala Dam.
Well, if you played at Adaminaby before they flooded the town, then you would have been playing underwater right now. So they flooded the town. They moved the town because they put the lake in there. But that's a good one, Wyangala Dam. We'll go with that, Zorb. Just quickly, just watching what he did on Sunday night and then watching what he did yesterday. And I know, you know, DCE and all that sort of stuff. How much consideration do you give to Jake Trbojevic being captain of your club, Zorb?
Well, I don't think he wants it at this moment in time. Oh. I think further on down the track, he probably would. But look, he's a great mate with Terry Evans. He wouldn't take it. That's what sort of a bloke he is. Look, he leads by his by the way he plays. Terrific player, terrific young man. You know, both those boys are the heart and soul of our club at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, so that win under so much adversity, you had your star prop stuck in Denver for 1,000 years, unlikely to make the match. The club's been under siege for a long time.
Hang on a minute. If he didn't play, it would have been embarrassing for Marty Tapau.
Well, that's the point people like Trent Barrett are trying to make, though, aren't they?
His hand up to play. He only got back on Thursday morning, and he was at captain's run on Friday.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Sorry, Jim.
He decided then that he was going to play, so there was never any doubt about it, but... I think the fact that it took so long to get home, and I think there's a lot to be looked at before we enter into such games again. The clubs, you know, are obviously up in arms about it, and I don't think it'll happen again. But it was a bit of a schmozzle, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
Well, England left early.
They were back on Monday morning.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Wayne Bennett beat the State of Origin players home by 2 hours.
Gee, there you go. That's amazing.
That's incredible. You know, we're talking about that, and we're talking about player welfare. That was 31 degrees played at big altitude. I know, talking to some of the players that played, they've never been out of breath as much as in that game in the opening 15 minutes. And I think that that's something we've got to look at. And also, while we're talking about player welfare, you know, are the NRL doing everything they can to ensure badly injured players are given every benefit in their exit from the field? At Penrith last night, Manly's Dylan Walker was taken from the field in a human chair, carried off by two club officials and welfare people. And Penrith giant Viliami Kiku had a painful exit with a knee injury. Where are the medicaps? Mm. They should be a must at every ground. And before the listeners rush to the phones, I know there isn't one at Brookvale, and I repeat, there should be one at every ground, and that should be a criteria for every club, and it should be an absolute necessity. I'm surprised the Players Association don't insist on it, and I think the NRL, about time they did. And talking about medicabs, sad to see the Newcastle Knights played Griffin on one last night. That could be his fourth ACL.
That was tough to watch, wasn't it? I've got to say, Zorb, we have to have our top eight now, don't we? Given that loss to the Raiders last night, it's just a matter of where they finish.
Yeah. You know, that 26-6 second half blitzing by the Broncos, it closed the door for Canberra and probably everyone else, as final eight hopes. 16-0 leaders at halftime. The Raiders' big men faded badly in the second half. I agree. The top eight looks settled. Looking at it, there's clubs that have had buys, like the Dragons have had a buy. So South, if they win today, they've got a buy up their sleeve.
Yep.
So they're ready to jump on the minor premiership, and they play after the Cowboys. They have a buy. They play the Bulldogs, the Tigers, and the Eels. So they'll be on top inside 4 weeks.
Gee, fair enough. Yeah. Hey, Sorb, the Storm Roosters game. What a controversy out of that game. What's your take on the Smith-Cronk situation?
Well, it just stood out. Mm. It stood out, Ray. I mean, I was particularly looking at where Cooper went straight after the game, and he was showing love to all of his ex-teammates. Yep. Some, I don't think, were even there when he left. But when he got to Smith, it was just the quickest of handshakes on the run and then off to another hug. But there was nothing for Cameron. Smith looked a bit embarrassed. And it's obvious that there's an issue between the two, but, you know, that happens in sport. It happens in life. Doesn't matter a great deal, but it's there for us all to see now.
I was talking to Brett Finch yesterday, and he, of course, played at the Melbourne Storm and so knows those guys intimately. And he said, look, they've never been the best of friends. They're two completely different people. Cameron Smith's been, you know, he's been the married for a long time and had the family, whereas Cooper Cronk was the single guy, obsessed by football, and basically he's taken a while to open up. And he said, it's a classic situation where you've got two people who work so well together, but are not necessarily friends away from work.
That happens.
You don't have to be, Jimmy.
No, exactly. No.
I didn't like all my teammates, and I'm sure they didn't like me. But, you know, you do your best for your side, and for the time you're training and for all the time you're together, well, you stick together. But, you know, in your own private time, you're entitled to do what you like. And, you know, I don't want to make a big thing about this, but there is, you know, they're not great friends by the looks of it.
No, no. I mean, I get a text message from Ray during the week, and I think, oh, here we go.
I knew this was coming, Pete. I
have to humour this bloke, I suppose, for a little while.
Oh, but is he tipping you a winner?
No, he's not.
No.
Well, now, well, soon as he became an owner, Zorb, King's Trust doesn't need me anymore. He's,
oh,
he's moving ahead and picking better things.
Hey, Zorba, we talked about it.
We talked about owning racehorses. I'm still trying to get over Swazir, which I knocked back.
Oh, yeah,
no,
right,
I thought you knocked back Star Witness as well.
No, Swazir.
Swazir, oh, God.
I had the choice out of Swazir and a New Zealand stayer called Romeo George. And I chose Romeo George.
Oh, dear. That's a tough
one.
We'll
talk about timing earlier.
Top hat and tails. Cousin I would have loved Ascot. Anyway,
our good.
Origin, that's my hardest luck story, and I'll take it to my grave.
Yeah, no, it happens, though. Zorb.
I want to ask you, Zorb, about when is the best time of the week to play Origin? Ratings down 12% on Sunday for what we thought was going to be a huge game. And it was a great game of footy.
Yeah, it was a great game of footy. It's obvious that we're going to go back to Wednesdays. You know, Channel 9 pay a heap for it.
Yep.
And they're entitled to have it when they want it. And it won't be Sunday night anymore, that's for sure. While we're on Origin, it's taking its toll on some players, especially the playmakers. No coincidence that Nathan Cleary, James Maloney, Ben Hunt, and Cameron Munster all had quiet games in this weekend round so far.
They did.
Cleary and Maloney looked in need of a rest last night in the loss to Manly, while Hunt and Munster, they were quiet in lucky wins against the Eels and the Roosters, respectively. Geese and George were lucky on Thursday night, and I thought the Sharks, well, they got home on a blatant forward pass to win that game against the Warriors. They looked home, and they can just lose a game from impossible positions to lose a game, the Warriors. And I thought the Storm were lucky. You mentioned before Latrell Mitchell missing that kick in front. They were lucky wins in the first three games.
Exactly. Hey, Zorb, a couple of big games today, and this game at Leichhardt's going to be emotional and important for so many reasons. Tigers versus Titans.
Yeah, look, the Titans aren't a bad football side. Don't wipe them off today. They've got more than an outside chance in this game. I'm tipping the Tigers on the fact they will welcome Robbie Farah and Moses Mbai, two class players, into their side. They've been struggling of late. They need a win. Maybe Leichhardt will get it for them, and I'll take them 1-12. And I think the Rabbitohs are certainly to put a big score on the Cowboys. Just on the Roosters, they should not have lost that game. And that game, I thought, was, you know, in front of another good crowd down in Adelaide, 17,500. I just thought the referee stifled the game. Grant Atkins actually looks like he's looking to give penalties. He doesn't look like he's enjoying his refereeing. He should be called aside and told how lucky he is to be involved in our great game and to enjoy it and let himself... he comes from a great rugby league family. I'm sure he understands the game and likes it. He's just got to get a better attitude, I think.
Is he? He's a country boy, isn't he? Is he from?
Yeah, his old man played for Parramatta.
Yeah,
the winger.
Is it Graham Atkins?
Graham Atkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he grew up in the country. I must be thinking of another referee. So your Zapper, it's Tigers 1-12.
South
13 plus.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Tigers 1-12. South 13+. I want to ask you too, Zorb, and maybe it's a changing face of football clubs as we know them. Gareth Holmes has left the Seagulls, and he's been asked to be the football manager at the Bulldogs and help them clean up that mess there. Do we think we're seeing a bit of a change in the way football teams are run as an organisation?
Like sheep. Mm. Everyone's following everyone else and looking for the magic formula. You know, it's worked at the Dragons.
Yes.
With Peter Mulholland. It's worked at a couple of other clubs. And so everyone's chasing the Holy Grail. The Bulldogs are chasing their tail at the moment. I thought they were pretty good last night, and they used some young players there. I thought a particularly strong game from young Remus Smith, who's the son of former player Tyrone Smith, who yep. manages a lot of players. Good young kid, and he scored a try, two try assists. I thought he was good. And Kerrod Holland, who's a Newcastle junior, scored the first two tries of the game for the Bulldogs. They had nothing to lose last night. They looked good. But as soon as Kalen Ponga went off, you know, in the 15th minute,
yeah.
It was nil all at the time, and the Bulldogs grew another leg from there.
Yeah.
I think they'll finish the season okay, the Dogs.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. They've taken their medicine right now, and let's hope that it's a bit quicker out of there than what a lot of people are predicting. Good on you, Zorb. We'll appreciate that. We'll speak next week.
Okay, boys.